Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and as we do on Wednesdays throughout the year, including the new year, we talked to Ron Price, who is here with me this morning for another lesson about life in the sandbox. Ron, good morning. Happy New Year.
And to you too, Scott. Good to be back with you, sir.
Thank you for coming back in and continuing our series. And for folks maybe who don't know, you are the author of the series of Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. They're at work, at play,
at home
and at church.
Right.
Okay.
Two out of three. Be a fourth, but that's we'll see.
Play Nice in Your Sandbox on the radio.
I want to do one at school. Play Nice in Your Sandbox at school. I used to be on the Farmington School Board. But that would take way too much time and effort and research. So
gotcha.
Probably next life.
Okay. Well, we'll
whatever
watch for
that
it.
Is. Okay.
All right. Very good. So, but you're back, and we have a new year ahead of us, and a couple of maybe reminders throughout the year about how we can get along with everybody in this sandbox that we all share. And so this week you are coming to us with a technique that I think I have tried to remember throughout the year after we first talked about this a while ago, but it's always worth reminding us.
And what technique is that, Scott?
That would be the love technique, I believe, right?
The love talk.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
I was paying attention, I think.
Most people have heard of proactive listening. Scott, I believe you have as well. Here's something I know about you, Scott. I know about all of our viewers, listeners. We all want to be understood by the important people in our life. Nothing good or bad or right or wrong about that. We want to be understood. And so many conflicts, Scott, happen because two or more people are trying to be understood at the same time.
Right.
So if both are talking, who's listening?
Nobody.
And if nobody's listening, who's understanding?
Less than nobody.
Less than nobody, if possible, yes. What did I hear? Aren't the only people who listen to an argument the neighbors?
Yeah.
Some truth in that. So love talk stands for listen, understand, validate. And again, it's also called speaker-listener technique. The Covey Corporation uses the talking stick. It's all about one person speaks and the other person just listens. Without agreeing, without disagreeing, without editing, filtering, you just listen 100% to what the person says. And then the person is going to pause every once in a while. You don't go on 20, 30-minute monologues or diatribes or whatever you want to call it. The speaker keeps their information in brief segments and pauses while the listener paraphrases. So, Scott, I would say a few sentences to you about a concern that I have. I would then pause. Your role would then be to capture what I just said, or actually what you just heard.
Right. So I would have to paraphrase it back to you so you could either agree or maybe correct me if I got it wrong.
And I don't even like the word correct.
I know you don't.
Yeah, right.
I know
you
don't, but
because it's not a competition. And
sure.
That's,
redirect me if I got it wrong.
We missed. Did I say it wrong? Did you hear it wrong? I don't care. It doesn't matter. We did not communicate. All right. We get a chance for a redo. You know, there's a third option, though. You're right. I would either say, yes, you got it, or no, you didn't. I might also say this, Scott, and I'm smiling because this is fun when this happens. When you paraphrase back to me, when I hear my words, my thoughts coming from another voice, oftentimes it'll sound different to me, and I might tell you, you know what, Scott? You paraphrased perfectly what I just said. Now that I hear you say it, that's not really how I feel.
That's
like an aha moment when we do that. Get out of our own heads. So again, the speaker, you speak for yourself. You don't mind read. You don't say you. You say I. I'm concerned. I prefer. I'd like to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Speak for yourself. And again, don't go on and on and on. Pause. Let the listener paraphrase. The listener's role is actually the harder one. Scott, during these few minutes that we've been recording right now, you've been listening to me. Thank you for that. You've also been thinking about what else you've got going on, what you're going to do for dinner, with that phone call you have to make. It's funny how, am I right, or you don't have to admit to that?
Well, of course.
Thoughts,
you know,
thoughts come into
our
minds.
Well, you've met me, so yeah, I think about food all the time.
It's, you don't show it.
Thank you.
But thoughts come into our minds all the time, and to really listen 100%, everything you got, not just with your ears, but with your whole body, your whole being, what a gift that is to give to somebody. And we don't typically do that. And so when you're the listener, that's your task. Fully listen, and there's going to be a quiz. You have to paraphrase back what you heard. Now, don't just repeat back the words. Scott, you say to me, blah, 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 whatever, A, B, C, D, E, F. And I say to you back, okay, so what you just said was A, B, C, D, E, F. Well, that just shows I've got a good memory for words. We don't know if I give them the same meaning that you do. So I've got to say it in my own words. So Scott, what I think I just heard you say, what I think you want me to understand is, and I put it in my own words. That way you're going to know if you were understood or not, true or false.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And so we need to do that. We need to, and then, by the way, you switch roles. After you've both been understood by each other, after you, the speaker rather, has been understood by the listener, switch roles. And it's always,
because I want to say something.
You want to say something.
Right.
And you have a right.
Right.
It's always good, by the way, to have an implement, a pen, a bottle of water, some hand sanitizer, something.
All of our dirty laundry right here on the air. Okay.
that you can pass back and forth. The speaker has the implement, whatever it is. The listener is just listening. And there's so much more. You can go online and look at proactive listening, again, speaker-listener technique. You'll find it. It's a worthy investment of time, I promise.
Very true. And in all different scenarios, right? All different situations, I think this can be really helpful.
If there's an emotional component, if there's a risk of being misunderstood, yeah. For everyday conversation, no.
Okay.
No. But for important matters, and again, where there's liable to get out of hand, yeah, this is a control factor that keeps things safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love. L-U-V.
Listen, understand. And validate, by the way, is just feeding back. Okay, mm-hmm. This is what I heard you say. It's not agreeing or disagreeing or complimenting or anything like that.
Got it.
Got
okay.
It? All right.
Good to know. We'll put it to practice.
How about if I see you next week?
All right. I think I like
Thanks.
That.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
It's Ron Price. He'll be back next week, I guess, right here on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.